I just my whole even starting in college. I mean, I didn't play, but I was at Oregon State for a couple of years, and I got my opportunity finally after 2 years in at Louisiana Tech. And I think just it ends up the journey that I've had so far is it has been. I was very raw when I got into college, and like I said, it's a matter of learning. I mean, you have you work on the physical aspects of it all, but once you have that down, it's a lot of staying mentally sharp and mentally focused and staying in tune to what you need to do and just focusing on that. I mean, that's all you can control, and that's a big part I think a lot of us specialists, especially in college, miss out on. And I think it goes a long way, and that's something I really learned. Just being here and being under Steve and under Scott, they've been on me a lot about that, especially last year. And yeah, I mean, it's helped immensely.
I think just as a whole, when you look at preseason and our first game in Miami, it just wasn't as clean as we wanted to. I mean, we pride ourselves on going out there and doing the best we can and playing at a high level and efficiency. And it just wasn't what we were looking for. And that's what I was kind of referring to on that. So yeah, I think that's important. I think everybody's a little bit different in their progression, whether it's physically or mentally, but absolutely. I think visually kind of going through the play right as you're going there and just being confident and positive and seeing things going the way you want them to go is an important way to go about things.
Can you mention,
it's pretty hard to be in touch with some of those other guys in your exact position, but I learned a lot from Steve. Steve is always there, and there's times when you think you've kind of heard it all or what can you, because what we do is pretty simplified, even though there's a lot that goes into it. It is. It's only, we hone in on what we do for that, 1.3 seconds, but there's so much that goes into it, whether it's mental or physical. And like I said, just being under Steve and the years and experience that he's had it's so valuable to be able to listen to what he's got to say and to take things from him. So I think it's been a blessing to be under Steve and to work with him. And I've definitely learned the most from him, absolutely. Yeah, I'm the only one that people don't want to see out on the field. But when I'm called upon, we got to go out there and we got to produce at a high rate of efficiency. And that's our goal every single time. And we just got to keep working each week and take each game for what it is. And when we're called upon, we got to go out there and handle business. I think just staying in your progression. We have a progression that once the offense is on the field, Danny, Steve, and I have a progression that we do. And the minute we reach midfield, it becomes, moving, transitioning into long and short snaps. And I think staying into that progression, both physically and mentally, knowing, when you've had enough kicks into the net, and then you got to stay more mentally focused after that point. It's just, I think that's the most important thing, is not getting caught up in, what's going on the field at that given moment. It's just being focused on what you're doing. And I think that's the biggest thing I took from last year, is to be able to just do that on the sideline, no matter what's going on, whether it's the crowd and the play that's going on at that moment, or whether we're, the coach is talking. Just, it's a matter of focusing on what you got to do. So. Absolutely. As far as, again, a guy that I've learned quite a bit from, as far as the mental aspect of handling and moving on to next plays and stuff like that, but being able to work with him and to have him as a weapon on our special teams is so valuable. I mean, just to watch him and what he does it's a blessing to be able to work with him and have him, when he makes plays, he makes me look good. So it's all a lot of credit goes out to him, and because a couple of those plays can go back and for more yardage. And that, like you said earlier, the net is the the first and foremost most important thing, and that has a lot of, that weighs a lot. Once that ball's gone, it's up to those guys to make a play, and he's done a heck of a job so far. Heck of a job. Good. And you know what? To be completely honest with you, every athlete that's back there on every team is very dangerous. They're very good athletes. That's why they're back there. And you just got to, like I said, we got to focus on what we got to do, and we got to do it at a high rate of efficiency. And if we do that, we should take care of business. It shouldn't. If we're focused on what we need to do and we're all in sync and working as one with the unit, it shouldn't have much to do with it. All I know is it's always fun to play at a home game. That's all I know. I love playing at Gillette. The atmosphere is great, and other than that, that's all I can tell you. I'm excited to play this Sunday.